I'm Bob Beers, and I'd like to greet you all this afternoon to the program, which is just about to open in a few minutes, and certainly hope that those of you that have been here through the 4 days of this festival have enjoyed yourself and will want to come back again next year and tell your friends about it. I'm not so sure that people in White Springs here want you to tell your friends. There's so many of you, I don't know how they're going to seat you all next year. Gets better and bigger every year. But anyway, I'm sure that no matter how many of you come out in years, future years, there will always be a place for you here at White Springs. It gives me a great deal of pride just to know the person that I'm going to introduce now. She's been master of ceremonies here as long as we've been coming at to this festival, and is the mastermind of the festival. Yesterday, I think she was on stage here introducing people from when the program started in the morning till it ended in the afternoon. I don't even know whether she got any lunch or not. But to my left here, behind me, is a great woman, Thelma Bolton, one of your own here in White Springs in Florida, one of the great people of Florida. Thelma Bolton.
Characterized by the fact that my name is nothing extra, so that I shall not tell. I do want to tell this, though, that no one person could possibly put on the Florida Folk Festival. Now, I do audition the talent, but I also have some tried and true talent scouts.
I should probably speak to you better from this mic here. The instrument so many people have asked about is called a psaltery. That's spelled with a P, P-S-A-L-T-E-R-Y. I suppose I answer at least 300 or 400.
Thank you.
this has a kind of a long story and long history to it that I think will have some bearing on Christianity. It's called the Spanish Waltz. It's a beautiful waltz. It's in the old days they played this and danced a quadrille to it. It was danced in a set, and it goes like this. Years of time they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder. The oceans of Abraham ripple and weave. Now the oceans of Abraham were the prairies of grass that wave and make waves like waves on the sea. Let me go back to the wildflower home, where often I sported in boyhood did roam. The home of my fathers, the haven of truth, the land of my mother, the land of my youth. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder. The oceans of Abraham ripple and weave. The veil of mist lies over my land. The footstep is weary that crosses the sand. Mile upon mile as I follow the way, I dream of the places where memories lay. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder. The oceans of Abraham ripple and weave. Let me go back to the raven-haired maid who taught me to love in the green willow shade. With heart like a dove and as pure as the snow, on the bosom of peace where the cool waters flow. The rivers of time, they roll and they wander. The prairies of sand may shift and turn under. The valleys of hope, bright banners of wonder. The oceans of Abraham ripple and weave. Now here's that fiddle tune again. Is like a swallow. Is that a different run? Oh, that's the wrong one, huh?
1 to 3 songs. That's
all right. All right, well. Thelma, could we do 2 swallow songs? Would that cut into our time too much? Okay. First, she is like a swallow, and then we'll do the other swallow song.
like a river that never runs dry. She is like the sun shining on the lee shore. And it was out in the garden this fair maid did go to pick the lovely primrose. The more she plucked, the more she pulled, until she had her apron. Out of these roses she made a bed, a thorny pillow for her head. She lay her down, no word she spoke, and then this fair maid's heart was broke. Like a swallow that flies so high, she is like a river that never runs dry. She is like the sun shining on the lee shore, and I love my love and love.
Gosh, we were going to do the brown girl, too. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, we may not do that. We'll sing now the swallow song. This is a song about a family of swallows. Family very much like the young swallows, a swallow and her birdies three.
Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Birdies three, a la Valletta. Birdies three, a la Valletta. And her birdies three.
Now all I'll do is sing a verse of this, and you can see how the words go, and you can come right along and sing it with me.
Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Once there was a swallow and her birdies three. Birdies three, a la Valletta. Birdies three, a la Valletta. And her birdies three.
You can sing it in that French part. That's French, you know. That's instant French. You sing that, you'll know French right away.
They were all so eager to be on their way. They were all so eager to be on their way. On their way, a la Valletta. On their way, a la Valletta. To be on their way.
Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly.
Said the anxious mother, you can barely fly. Barely fly, a la Valletta. Barely fly, a la Valletta. You can barely fly.
Where's all those basso profundos and the countertenors and mezzo sopranos, coloraturas? Harmonize this time.
But they would not listen, and they flew away. But they would not listen, and they flew away. Flew away, a la Valletta. Flew away, a la Valletta. And they flew away.
To the woods they went.
wandered singing merrily. To the woods they wandered singing merrily. Merrily all of Alenta, merrily all of Alenta, singing merrily. A hungry fox was waiting and he gobbled them up. A hungry fox was waiting and he gobbled them up. Gobbled them up, all of Alenta, gobbled them up, all of Alenta, and he gobbled them up. Said the angry mother, I told you so. Said the angry mother, I told you so. Told you so, all of Alenta, told you so, all of Alenta, and I told you so. It's a very sad story, and I think I'll cry. It's a very sad story, and I think I'll cry. Think I'll cry, all of Alenta. Think I'll cry, all of Alenta. And I think I'll cry.
Thank you. Siddik songs. The stage actually was set for us before when these charming people sang the first Hebrew song, Essa Einai, I will lift my eyes to the mountains. It was made famous by a folk singer, Shlomo Karlbach. But we will sing a song called Siman Tov U'Mazal Tov. You know, at a Jewish wedding, after the bridegroom breaks a glass, right after the service, everybody yells out Mazal Tov, which means good luck. Siman Tov means good sign. Hasidic philosophy in Judaism is to serve God with joy. Both of these songs you will hear express this joy. Siman Tov U'Mazal Tov. Song is Romamu, Hasidic melody, which is heard quite often in the larger cities. Since I understand that this is a religious type of program,
Hashem Elokeinu Ramamu.
going away from the Hasidic style. In 1967, as all of us here in America remember, that the State of Israel was attacked in June. And just about 2 days before, a girl, a young girl in Jerusalem, by the name Naomi Shemer, wrote a song about Jerusalem, about the city of Jerusalem. And let me give you a little bit of background about this song. She called it Jerusalem of Gold. In Hebrew, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. This selection has become almost the unofficial anthem of the Six-Day War, sung by almost every soldier fighting for the liberation of Jerusalem. It expresses a hope that has become a reality in the unification of the old and new cities of Jerusalem. We have two students that will sing solo parts, Jeff Cohen and Rochelle Zucker. And there will be, of course, a chorus part to repeat by the whole group.
Tilan ba'even shvuya b'chaloma ha'ira shebata yoshevet uveliba chama
Yerushalayim shel zahav v'shel nechoshet v'shelo ala
Hayom la shila felach likshok tarim katonti mitzaech banai chumacharon hamshorerim kishmech torefe hasfataim keneshikat zaraf imesh kachech Yerushalayim yasher kula
Last number, ladies and gentlemen, we were told we have about 6 minutes. We will do a familiar melody. Nonetheless, it has some Jewish background. Last year, I was in Israel on a study mission. And while in the Negev means in the southern part of Israel, in the bus, we heard over the radio a very familiar melody. It wasn't Hebrew, but the music was very, very familiar. And believe it or not, the melody was, "Those Were the Days." Now, we shall sing this in Hebrew for you, and we would like to invite you for the chorus part to join with us. So please, when it comes to the chorus, join along. In this also, we will have our two soloists sing the solo part and then the chorus.
Eto topendak yashana shan Vetis korek shiru trok veyayin Rak mechalam tzair betoch hashan
Hayuya mim chafer Achem chafu maher Rakat nevez amar nukol achar Lachamnu milchamot, halamnu chalavot, ha'inu seyirim ha'yukidah.
Everybody.
La, 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 la.
Nashru chalamotim hashanim Im tif goshoti over baderech Chayech elai mitochim tepanim
Ayu yamim chaver Achem choklu maher Rakanu vez amarnu kol achar Lachamnu milchamot, lachamnu chalamot, hayinu zeh